Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to find ourselves in the book of Exodus and chapter 18. And this is a most interesting chapter because it is going to give us an insight into the relationship that Moses had with his father-in-law. His father-in-law is Jethro. Jethro is the father of Zipporah, who is Moses' wife. And it seems that there's a degree of spirituality about this man. Sometimes one can find oneself married and into a family setting where there can be unbelievers, or certainly believers whose faith is not very strong and their awareness of what God is doing with someone is not so good. But Jethro seems to be a father-in-law worth having. He seems to be someone who cares, not just for his daughter, Zipporah, that will be obvious, but he has respect and care for Moses. And what we find is that as they begin to share and fellowship, that he observes the workload of Moses. And what we read in verse 14 is very good. It says, when his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he says, "What is this you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" And Moses says, well, you know, it's because they want my help. They want my advice. And they turn up. If they've got a dispute, they bring it to me. Jethro says, look, what you're doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them the decrees and laws. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men, who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundred, fifties and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring very difficult cases to you. The simple cases they can decide for themselves. This whole strategy of delegation, not abdication, because I think that you can see that Jethro is not trying to undermine Moses. He's not belittling Moses. He's not accusing Moses. This strategy is coming out of his care for Moses and his sense of effective ministry. Moses, you can't be effective trying to do everything. You've got to be more selective. You've got to think it through much more thoroughly. You've got to be far more organized. And it's interesting that you have this matter of someone in charge of thousands and someone hundreds, some fifties and some tens. This is going to be repeated in the Bible at other phases in the history of God's people, that some have the capacity for large numbers and some have the capacity for smaller numbers. But it's never, ever put across in Scripture that someone is better or more important because they look after thousands. The issue is effectiveness. And if someone is most effective with 10, give them 10. Don't give them more. If they have the capacity for more, then that's another matter. But it's not about the fact that they're more righteous or more clever. It's simply about difference of gifting. Some important principles here. We're going to have to pause for some worship. And my good friend Patrick is going to join me and we'll think a bit more about Jethro's advice and his relationship with Moses.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Exodus chapter 18. Richard, just to remind us about the context of this and the numbers of people. You were talking about the thousands and the hundreds. This was a pretty vast crowd that made up the people of Israel, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. I think that we're told that about 600,000 were actually taken out of Egypt, which is a very, very big number.
Mm.
There's not many people with churches of 600,000.
No.
But nevertheless, having responsibility for this number of people must have been massive. And that's where Jethro's thoughts, I think, are very helpful.
And quite interesting that this advice comes from a family member. Not from, you know, another one of his close associates around him, but a member of his family, who I suppose has that sense of care for Moses.
Yes, that's right. We don't know quite the closeness of some of the relationships of people in the Bible, but I just like the whole sense of how Jethro handles this, because some father-in-laws can be interfering.
Mm-hmm.
And bossy, and trying to impose their ideas. But that's not what we sense is happening here. Like you said, there's a very genuine care for Moses and an awareness of the size of the task.
Mm. And surely here too, a lesson for the church of today, because leaders don't always find it easy, do they, to delegate their responsibility to other people.
Well, that's absolutely right. I guess we have a tiny parallel in Acts 6 when Peter and the apostles, they're preaching and teaching and very busy, and there's also this need arising among the Hebrew and the Grecian widows. And that's when they appoint the deacons. They appoint the seven men full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. And so that's another example of delegation. But it isn't easy. You have to choose what you're going to delegate. You do need to choose who you will delegate to. But I think Jethro is right. You must delegate.
The concern, I suppose, that leaders have is that they'll delegate a job to somebody and they'll mess it up and everything will go terribly wrong.
Yes, I think that there will be that fear. But I think that the other challenge is that if you don't give people a chance, they will not learn. Hmm. And Moses, of course, he was known as the meekest man in all the earth. He knew that he was not a perfect leader.
Mm.
He went through a number of different experiences before he developed the maturity and strength to do what God gave him to do. If you really look at your own background, I think you will realize other people must be given a chance. If people hadn't given you a chance, would you have developed to be the person you are?
Mm.
So that's important.
Interesting the qualities that he says you need to look out for in these helpers. Capable, fearing God, trustworthy, and hating dishonest gain. A fairly comprehensive set of qualities of helpers.
Yes, I think that's really excellent. Again, it's mirrored to some degree in Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus in terms of the sort of people they should be looking for in leadership. So it's not totally unique, and yet again, I think the bit about dishonest gain is rather significant. People who are just prepared to serve rather than what's in it for me, that's quite important.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Exodus in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.